This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, Annie.
Hey, yeah?
How's the Annie Louie Cash Fund at the moment?
Well, I've just moved out, so there's a lot of different things I am now forking out money for, and I hadn't previously, so if I have savings, I'd be chuffed. At the moment, I don't. So,
you know what? I'm very lucky because we've got finance guru and author Joel Gibson, who joins us to talk about, you know, a fast way to find $1,000 in an afternoon, I read somewhere in his media kit. He's all over the newspapers and on our television screens, and we're really lucky to welcome Joel to the Annie and Ando show. Thanks for joining us, Joel.
Thank you very much for having me.
Your book, your new book that came out late last year, when you look at the cover, it features this yellow and black stylizing that just reminds me of that Tarantino movie, and the book is called Kill Bills, which I love. Have you got the suit that Uma Thurman wore?
I'm wearing it right now.
Oh no.
I'm not. But you know, who knows? Maybe if we get to a certain number of sales, then I'll agree to wear it in the next interview.
I only just got the pun. I did look on your Twitter, and it says that, you know, you're quite good at dad jokes. Maybe would I be putting you on the spot if I asked you for your favourite one?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it's hard to pick a favourite, but look, I was struggling when I was writing the book. There's, you know, chapters about 9 different major household bills, and one of them is life insurance. And, you know, I've tried really hard in this book to make things as simple and even as fun as they can possibly be. It's really hard to make life insurance fun. So what I did was I actually hid 6 dad jokes in the life insurance chapter. So if you read the whole thing, then you'll get all 6
jokes. Oh, that's
a
good hook. In order to find the jokes, I have to read the book.
Wow.
You've got to read the book. It's like, they're like Easter eggs, as they call them in the DVDs. They're hidden in there. All right, here's my favourite one, probably. An Irishman walks into a chemist and he asks for some deodorant. The ball or the aerosol? Asks the chemist. No, the armpit.
Oh. Explain to our listeners, how does your book work? Like, how are they going to find $1,000 in an afternoon?
Well, look, what I've done with this book is I've tried to show you the quickest and most painless way to save, you know, a large amount of money in a short period of time. Because I'm not under any illusions as to how much time and effort people want to spend on this stuff. It's like pulling teeth. And if you can make it short, sharp, effective, and give people, you know, $100 or $1,000 plus in a short period of time as a win, then who wouldn't sign up for that? So
yeah, look, because actually, if you had a lot of time, I assume you'd be able to find ways to find money. Like, you know, if you had unlimited time, you'd be able to find a new hobby or find a new business. But it's quick. That's the point of it.
It's about the shortcuts and the simple ways to do it. So in the back of the book, if you go right to the back, I've actually got what I call my half a dozen bill kills. And that's just if you've got a couple of hours and you want to attack half a dozen of your bills and save over $1,000, there's like a 24-step process you go through. It's got the scripts you need to say on the phone, the websites you need to check out. And if you read nothing else in the 350 pages of my book, just go to the back and read that bit. And you can't save some money with that. I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Yeah, at the moment, I'm finding subscriptions are costing me a lot of money. Do you have any advice on that?
Well, it's funny you say that because I've actually done the bonus chapter on streaming services because I reckon this is one of those bills that 10 years ago didn't really factor into the household budget. But now, apparently on average, Australian households have 4 subscriptions to different streaming services, be they, you know, Netflix or Spotify or so whether it's music or video or whatever.
Should I be mooching off friends then, stealing their subscriptions?
Run a cable from your mum's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that's happening left, right and centre. I actually found a guy who I wrote about. So this guy I found, he is saving almost $1,000 a year by sharing subscriptions with family members and friends on 3 different continents. It's extraordinary. It's completely against the terms of service of these different streaming services, and they would hate that it's happening, but he is just a fantastic example of how people are kind of, you know, finding loopholes and in a way sort of cheating the system. So I'm not in any way kind of proposing everybody do what he does, but he's just an outstanding example of what is happening.
Yeah. Well, if any listeners want to share Photoshop with me, text in.
How much it does? I was going to say, I need Photoshop. Yeah. It's not cheap. Okay, so the fast trick is find your book, which is called Kill Bills. It's yellow. It looks like the DVD cover of Kill Bill. Go to the back pages, 24-step process. I love a step process. So if I do that, so one of the other things I think is in that is where you ring up your electricity suppliers or and ask them to give you, to match their promo stuff that often is only for new customers. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, it's crucial that you, there's two types of customers out there, and businesses talk about this behind the scenes. They talk about price chasers and they talk about sleeping beauties. And price chasers are those people who always demand the best price, and if you don't give it to them, they leave and go somewhere else. Yep. Sleeping beauties are the ones who just doze peacefully away and pay whatever you ask them to pay, and they pay more and more and more over the years, and they actually end up cross-subsidising the price chasers. So I say you've got to be a price chaser. You've got to ask what the new customer price is and demand they give that to you. You shouldn't be penalised for being loyal. And you've got to be prepared to move if you don't get what you want, because if you're not, they can call you bluff.
Yeah.
It seems so awkward, though, but you're saying just step up and do it.
It is awkward, isn't it? And I think particularly Australians find haggling difficult, you know. It's not necessarily a part of the culture here to haggle when you go into a store or, you know, when you're dealing with an electricity provider or whatever. It's something that we have to learn. But, you know, what I say is that people ask me, what makes you a good negotiator? And there's no kind of secret to being a good negotiator. What makes you a good negotiator is having leverage. And if you've got another good offer in your hand that's cheaper than the one you're on, you don't even need to be a silver-tongued kind of genius of negotiation. Just the fact you've got an alternative is often what will make them give you a better
deal.
That's
true. I thought you had to go in quite aggressive, but if you just had a better deal and you stated it, and then the ball's in their court.
They often will have teams, yeah. Like they call these things called save teams. And so the normal call centre that handles lots of stuff, as soon as they hear keywords like, I'd like to cancel my policy, please,
you get
transferred to
off.
A special team that is called the save team, and their job is to save customers from leaving.
Yeah, and once you're on the phone to those guys, then that's when you know you're going to get an offer that you can't refuse, because
they can do stuff the other good deals. Yeah.
Absolutely. They often have access to deals that the other people and, you know, other parts of the call centre are not authorised to give. So whether they're the save team or the win back or the retention team, they're all different versions of the same thing. And if you can get on the phone to them, then you're well on track to saving a packet. Yeah. Mm.
Do you have anything in the, at the moment, ideas that you want for a second book in the bank?
Look, I'm just having a look at the moment at the bills that I didn't have space for in this one. Like you mentioned streaming services, I think... I've already written a bonus chapter on that. I'm thinking of having a look at super, because it's one of those things, you know, we've got so much money tied up in super and we're paying so much in fees that most of us are completely disengaged with it. And I feel like it's a hidden household bill that a lot of people are sort of being fleeced and don't even know it. So now looking at some of those other big bills, and then maybe also at, you know, people are often saying to us, how do I save money on my household bills? And also green my bills at the same time. That's a question I'm hearing a lot. So we're kind of having
what does that mean
that
to green your bills?
Like, I'm assuming environmentally responsible. Is that
Do you have to pay extra to have green electricity, and how much extra can you save on? You know,
carbon
save by
neutral.
Shopping around on exactly right. So that's a big question a lot of people have at the moment. Is can I make my lifestyle greener without necessarily paying a lot more than I am now, or even paying less sometimes?
Wow. Well. Yeah. Hey, Joel, thank you so much for talking to the Annie and Ando show this morning. We've really loved the simple, in a really positive way, the easy-to-understand ways that we can save money. Where can people go to find out more information?
Well, there's a website, killbillsbook.com.au. Too easy.
There you
Fantastic.
Go.
I'm off to find those dad jokes. Going to use them in my set.
The hidden. Yeah, because Annie is a comedian, so she'll send you some feedback, buddy. Thanks so much, Joel, once again.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.